Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Shasky, Bonte. Gosh. I've been thinking about this long and hard. They play the Seattle Seahawks on a short week. People are going to say mathematically, it's just the dumbest thing in the world. It's not a must win. No way in hell. The players are already saying it, and I'm saying it too. I think for their psyche, and I think just looking at the end of the season in terms of like the toughness, they have to win this game, the 49ers, against the Seahawks on Thursday. Another week and another year where it's short and a big trip up to Seattle drives me nuts that we have to go up there. But it is what it is. And I look at it this way and I say, like, I know the math and I understand that it's, you know, you're only a month and a half into the season. There's no such thing as a must win. You have to win this game. You would fall to 0-3 in the NFC West. You would fall to 0-4 in the NFC. You would basically lose a lot of tiebreakers. And yeah, there are other matchups that are out there, but you got to get some wins against some of these similar opponents. And I just think to get the train back on the tracks, knowing how difficult the back end of the season is, this one is must win. And I think psychologically they need this one, given how hurt they are, how dinged up they are. They need some positivity in the worst way.
Nick Bosa, is it a must win?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a lot of pressure. It's not a must-win because I'm stealing Kyle's team meeting thing because technically your season's over if it's a must-win, but definitely feels like it, so we're treated that way.
I think it's a must-win. I think you got to have this game. I think for this team, this iteration of the team coming off that Super Bowl loss, dropping a 2-4 with Kansas City on deck, it's problematic. Because we know Kansas City right now is in the dome of the 49ers. There's no doubt. Mentally, they have an edge. They do. And they're going to game plan during their bye week, and Andy Reid is 28-3 coming off of bye weeks. It's just, it is what it is. You have to get to 500.
Andy Reid is what?
28-3 coming off of bye weeks.
Wow.
So,
oh my God. 28-3.
So, tomorrow, as the Niners are favored by 3.5, and the spread has actually gone up since the line is open, which means the sharp money's on the 49ers. And a lot of people, the experts are putting money on the Niners to win this game tomorrow night. To me, it feels like an absolute must win. You got to have it. You got to have it just to calm the waters. Think about Niner fans going into the weekend with the win. Going to the weekend with the win and being able to sit back, watch football, take a deep breath, get some guys healthy. Now, I don't know who's all healthy, but this is concerning Charvarius Ward. Mm. What's going on with him?
Do you have a timeline on Moody? Is IR a possibility?
It's a high ankle sprain, so usually with those, I usually say about a month. Sometimes they can surprise you and go quicker. Sometimes they can go longer. So we're not exactly sure yet.
So IR is?
IR is an option, yeah. Just with the how quick this has happened, having Huff in that situation where we got to decide Mooney could be a possible decision. We have a number of guys already on it, so we're just trying to weigh in all that stuff. So,
are you serious?
What? I must have missed that.
So he's got a high ankle sprain, and DK Metcalf, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Tyler Lockett are on deck. So you already compromised here. So for everybody who wants to see Renardo Green, well, guess what? You may be seeing a lot of Renardo Green this Thursday.
So let's, okay. Talanoa Hufanga has missed significant time this year. Yep. He's probably going to miss more with his hand injury.
And he's out for the next month.
Okay.
So that's look at damage in the wrist. He's out for the next month.
So one starter. Hargrave, two starters. Ward is the third starter.
Greenlaw
is a fourth starter. Who else? Who am I missing? I'm just defense
that's
alone.
That's about it.
I mean, that's four
you got
on that
Gross
side.
Matos?
What? Gross Matos is a rotation.
Five guys on defense. One's the rotation. All right, let's go to the offensive side of the ball. Christian McCaffrey, huge element. They've already missed Kittle for a couple games.
Or one game.
Debo's missed, what, one or two?
One game.
Man, it's a lot of injuries, man. They're racking up. They're not alone. I mean, the whole league is injured right now, but
Demetrius Flannan gave fouls, a rotational player. He's not going to play.
Oh, and by the way, you're starting kicker.
Yeah, Jake Moody. So you got some guys out. Ooh. So now we're looking at.
And maybe your potential fourth receiver, third receiver, and Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, who the hell knows who he is? I mean, I have no idea. But DeAndre Lenore, Isaac Yiadom, Rocky Sin.
Who was not good.
Renardo Green.
who had one snap on Sunday.
Those are the guys who are probably going to play against the Seattle bunch. This explosive wide receiver who, as Nick Sorensen said, they're top five in explosives. And explosives are plays over 20 yards or whatnot. These guys are explosive. So Mooney Ward, again, I'm going to play that for everybody. Travarius Ward, who on Thursday Night Football, on Thanksgiving last year, on Thursday night in the hat and t-shirt game where Brock Purdy played with broken ribs, shout out DK Metcalf. Shanahan, on his timeline, Mooney Ward is probably out tomorrow. Or actually, this is Jake Moody. This is Jake Moody with the high ankle. Jake Moody. Travarius Ward, what's going on with him? Is he going to play? Is he going to play? No idea.
Oh, I thought you were going to play some sound. I thought you were teeing it up for some sound. They just have to win. I was thinking about this. I was like, all right. To win this game, what's the one thing they have to do better that they haven't really done well the last couple of weeks? Right. And I think tackling is what a lot of people might say. And I want to hear from the audience today. But I know exactly in my mind what I absolutely need them to be able to do to be able to win this game on Thursday. And it's very simple. Run the ball so that you can have the effective play action that feels like it's kind of gone away in the last couple of weeks.
Mooney Ward, excuse me, Travarius Ward. We got this mixed up here. Travarius Ward has a knee bruise. He was limited yesterday, but also from what I'm hearing, he's not moving around very well.
Wait, okay, so Mooney was the one going to go on the IR.
High ankle sprain. Gotcha. Mooney Ward has a knee bruise, limited knee bruise. Travarius Ward, limited.
He hasn't been great this year,
but a knee bruise, and I think about the LA Rams game where he was clearly compromised. Who was it? DeMarcus Robinson. He ran it out and up. And Mooney Ward just fell to the turf. And he had to leave the game.
He did a lot of running in that game.
So 888-957-9570 is a number. Is this a must win? And what do they need to do better? Well, tackling. See, the 49ers.
Is that your number one thing?
Well, that's not my number one thing. Okay. I think they need to do everything better. They need to score in the red zone. 9-22. All right? That's less than 50%. 9-22. My math serves me correctly. I'm not a math major, but 9-22 in the red zone.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me the percentage.
No, it's less than 50%. It's probably around 40%. I could do that. I could do it on the calculator. No problem.
If I'm not a math major, it's 37.2%. Like, I thought you were going to like bust that out on me.
Let me see.
Like the Rain Man.
40%. 40.9%.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good at all. It's not good at all. So it feels like a must win. But they need to tackle better. They missed 15 tackles last Sunday. And this has been a team under Shanahan has been one of the best tackling teams in all of football.
29. Jennifer Lee Chan wrote an article about all the PFF grades. And the 29 over 2 weeks is like higher than any 2 week span that they've had in years.
Under Shanahan?
Yeah.
See, they've been the best tackling team.
I don't know. She just said years.
Yeah, they've been one of the best tackling teams in football. So you're not tackling better. You're not getting off the field on third down. You're not extending drives. You're not scoring touchdowns. You're turning the ball over. They need to do everything better. Everything. Block better. Situational football. You got to block in situational football. So it's up to these players. The scheme is what it is. The scheme is not changing. All right? This is the scheme. You know what scheme you're in. You've been here for a while. You understand the scheme. Players got to make plays on Thursday Night Football.
Well, I want to go to the offense. Like, Brock threw his fourth interception against Baltimore. This Mike McDonald, who is the DC of the Ravens at the time, who's going to be the head coach of Seattle, or is the head coach of Seattle. Brock threw his fourth interception like a couple minutes into the third quarter, right?
Yes.
Okay. They were trailing like, they marched right on down the field. He threw that pick where Kyle Hamilton just totally, you know, psyched him into it, and he was looking at Debo, and bang, he jumped in front, and it felt like everything just kind of collapsed after that. Everyone knows the in-cut routes are coming, and now they're trying to, you know, beat that by throwing deep, and which leads Purdy to holding the ball way too long. I think they need to go on the complete reverse. I think they just need to run the hell out of the ball this week. This is a week where I think you need to lean on Jordan Mason, and I think you need to lean on the run game, and you need to be as creative as possible and work off the play action from the run game. They need to dominate the trenches and get back to that and stop holding the ball and throwing the ball so much. They cannot have 40 dropbacks like they did in the game prior. And I know this is a different matchup. They've got a great secondary. I really fear, you know, I love Witherspoon. I think he's a beast. I fear them. I want to run the ball, Bonte.
Well, you know, it's funny we get into touches. But it was obviously 100 degrees in Santa Clara on Sunday. And you got two games in 8 days. Did you really want to run Jordan Mason 25 times and then turn around 3 days later and say, hey, run it another 20 times?
Had I won that game, I think my philosophy heading into this one would be adjusted. But you didn't. Right. And so now it's like...
Thursday, the fact that you didn't give him 20 carries and, you know, you only have 14 carries on Sunday in that heat, now I can give him more carries Thursday night. If I had given Jordan Mason 20-plus carries on Sunday in that heat and then say, hey, turn around 3 days later after all that banging against that Arizona defense, then... Am I going to give him another 20?
No, I think you can't get my philosophy would be different.
And, yeah, you can't get this guy 40 carries.
But also the vibe around the team would be different. And
there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
The time of 2-3.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm just saying it's almost a blessing in disguise that you didn't wear him out on Sunday despite the loss, because now you can go a little extra hard with Jordan Mason on Thursday Night Football and give him those 20 carries. You ain't giving him 20, 25 carries on Sunday. There's no way in hell you're giving him 20, 25 carries tomorrow night against Seattle. Now you can do that. Now you can do that. So to your point about running the football, sure, absolutely. And Seattle's banged up front. They are. They got some guys out here. So you should be able to run the ball with the way the New York Giants ran the ball last week against Seattle.
Yeah, this is one where the offensive line has got to lean on them. And I think it's going to be a grinded out type of a game. It's going to be close. I mean, look, this Seattle team has built their roster to try to slow you down. I believe they got Jerron Reed and or whatever the guy's name, Reed in the middle, and Leonard Williams. Like, they've got nice personnel. Now, Owosu is not going to play in this game. That's a big loss for them, one of their outside guys. And he's kind of given the Niners fits. He's been a physical player. So is this a Kittle game? I think it's a Jordan Mason game.
Yeah, it's just get a win game. I don't care who really bought. Like, the individual stuff, who's going to ball out here, who's going to ball out there. Just get the damn win. Now, to your point about holding on to the football and running routes outside the numbers or whatnot, Brandon Ayuk earlier in that football game ran a great. I don't know what the hell the route was called, but he ran a little. He faked the post. He stuttered. He went outside and pretty threw a dime, almost like a post corner. But I don't think it was a post corner. It was a skinny post corner. I don't know what the hell the route was. But it was beautiful, and it was outside the numbers. I need to see more of that. Stretch the team out. Stretch these defenses out. Make them guard every blade of grass. Don't just run the in-cut stuff. Just don't run the end routes and the drag outs because they know they're coming. Use every blade of grass on this football field. So gets McDonald. I do get a little worried about his defensive scheme because his scheme on Christmas night, now he had a different personnel with Baltimore. He had some ball hawks. They were all over Purdy at Jetahead. That is by far the worst Purdy's ever looked. And it was like he was seeing ghosts out there.
It's interesting because I was listening to various people talk about the 49er offense since that game. And one thing that defenses are doing, and we've talked about the man coverage, right? The man coverage is very important. That's what other defenses are doing to the Niners wide receivers. They're also identifying over the right side because he's a right-handed quarterback who's short, and they know if they can't get to him quickly, they stop and jump up because he's a shorter quarterback. And if you notice, a lot of the tip passes are coming from the right side, and they're going over right guard. Not that it's Pooney's fault or anything. It's just it's a byproduct of how they play football, where a lot of in-breaking stuff, he's shorter. You know, guys can't get home, so they stop, jump, and rush. And so you're seeing a lot of tip passes on that right side. It's very interesting. Interesting, man. I'm not saying that people are figuring them out. There's just an adjustment that's been made, and now the Niners have to kind of adjust back, and I'm interested to see what that looks like. Well, it's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.